Amen. And Father, we decree and declare this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are healed by the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord even now. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families even now. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surrounds and encompasses us even now. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding and takes over us right now. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives even now. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, have, and live our being. We decree and declare right relationships take place even now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the turnaround take place even now. We decree and declare the double portion happening this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path this day. We decree and declare favor around travel, keeping us as we come and as we go. We decree and declare elevation and promotion over our lives even now, this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money-making creative ideas happening this day, right now. We decree and declare power, love, and sound mind. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth even now. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for your people even now. Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line even now. Speaking our heavenly language.
Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, thank you, Father, for this opportunity once again to come into agreement together in prayer, and even specifically, Lord, and especially as Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah and the company of prophets have arrived in Ghana, Lord God, and even prepare to have the meetings and pray and even go on the mountain, the prayer mountain in that area as well. Father, thank you for this opportunity of globalizing the prophetic, and thank you for your grace, your protection upon each one as they travel, Lord God, while they're there, and as they come travel back, Lord God, that all the right connections will be made, Father God, for your glory and honor, and that the word will go forth according to your will, Lord God, that will bless the people, and that your grace will be with, Lord, even as we have heard, those who have sown into the trip to Africa, sown our seeds towards it, even though we couldn't go, that our names will be taken to the mountain as well. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God, and that even thank you in advance that there'll be testimonies come, mighty testimonies, and even miracles come through this whole trip, Lord God. And just bless each one on the line as well, Father, and continue testimonies in our lives. And Lord, to finalize my prayer as well, thank you in advance for testimonies, even locally, Father God. It just struck me today that ministers locally were going on our local mountain as well. And so I pray for miracles and testimonies from that as well, Father. And to you, Lord, be the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, oh God. Father God, we give you our honor and praise, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, oh God. And without you, we are nothing, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies, oh God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, God. And God, we thank you, God, for keeping us safe, God, and guiding us, oh God, wherever we may be, oh God. We thank you, God, for protecting Master Prophet, our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and all that went with them to Africa, God. We thank you, God, for protecting them as they go on that journey, God. We thank you, God, for keeping them free from accidents, oh God, and harm to the body or soul, God. Thank you, God, for supporting them with your grace, oh God, and your mercy, God. And thank you, God, for keeping them mindful of your presence and your love, oh God. We thank you, God, and we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. And Father God, we want to thank you, God, for soulmates, God. We want to thank you, God, for increase, oh God, in our lives, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for love, God. We want to thank you, God, for connections and insight, oh God, in your precious mighty name, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, and we for comforting those and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, for even the ones that was in the that been affected by the hurricane, oh God. All those in the communities, God, that have been affected by the storm, God. We thank you, God, for granting them safety, God, to all the men, women, and children, oh God. And God, we want to give you our honor and praise, and we want to thank you, God, for redirecting our lives towards your great ends of service, God, and your kindness and spiritual well-being, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for helping us to walk in the light of your presence and continue to fellowship with you, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet. And we thank you, Lord, for the hedge of protection that you have around us, our children, our loved ones, and family, God. And God, we thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Almighty Power One. In your precious and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your loving kindness, God. Thank you for drawing us together again, God, as one in unity on this prayer line this morning, God. Thank you, God. And you said, Lord, where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst, and we thank you for being in the midst of these prayers. Thank you, O God, for each and every prophet who came on the line tonight. And just we thank you. We give you glory, God. I thank you because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and the company of prophets who have made it to Accra, Ghana, and who are going about their business, about your business, God. They're going about your business. And God, we ask that your loving kindness and your tender mercy, your safety, your protection would be with them. Bless them, prosper them, give them peace, and allow the people who receive, who are there to be with them, receive what the master prophet has to say. Because he's speaking your word. Bless those people, God, in a mighty way. And I ask you also to bless the people on the line tonight, this morning, rather, those who are listening in, God. Bless them, strengthen them, cover them, give them peace, allow them to dwell in safety. God, encourage those who are discouraged. Let them know that you are with them, God. We thank you for your covering, God. Thank you for your mercy. I thank you for my healing. And I ask for the healing of those who are sick and shut in. Look upon Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and anyone else who's sick and on the prayer list, God, that we are not aware of. Bless them and keep them. God, we ask you for the male prophets in the company of prophets, that they would also join us on the line. Pray for Prophet William Richards. We haven't heard his voice on this call because St. Martin, we know the destruction that occurred there, but we know he's dwelling in safety, he and his family. Thank you. Bring communication, lines of communication, internet back to those islands, God. Give them peace. Look upon the what's going on, God, in your weather patterns. We know you are in control. We love you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you again for this midnight prayer line with the prophets gathering to pray. We want to just give you thanks for protection and safety for the people that are experiencing all these hurricanes, and we're just praying about the whole situation, all these hurricanes and earthquakes that's going on in the globe here. And I just would like to say that we're just thankful to be able to gather and pray, because this is so powerful. We can all expect our chance to accept some of your assignments to get to travel around the globe and fulfill some of your assignments, dear Father. And be prepared to
travel around the globe and do some of your ordered journeys. Some of us that could not make it to the Africa trip, we may find ourselves we may find ourselves ordered to go through a dream or something in the vision and be there spiritually. That's how powerful this group is. And again, I'm just thankful to be connected, and I'm really enjoying the books that I'm receiving from the Book of the Month Club. It's really uplifting and makes you look at things a lot different, and it's just great and great. And God bless. Thank you. Amen.
Prophetess Monica.
Oh, God, and Eternal Father, we give you praise, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for your mercy endured forever. Lord, as we come tonight, dear God, we give you all the glory and the honor. Lord, we ask you, dear God, to have your way, Lord, in our lives. Father, we come and to your feet, dear God, asking you, Lord, for forgiveness, asking you, God, for cleansing and purging, asking you, dear Father, God, Lord, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father, God, we thank you, oh, God, for being our healer. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the sick and the sick and the shut in, O God. Lord God, help, O God. Father, we thank you, God, that you are our healer, God, and we thank you for touching them. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the homeless, the fatherless, the motherless, the widow one, the orphans, Lord. Father God, have your way. Lord, we give you praise, O God, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you, O God, for just being there, God, for your people, O God. We thank you, dear God, and Father, we can decree and declare, O God, a thing, dear God, and it shall be established. So therefore, God, tonight, Lord, I decree and declare prosperity upon your people, O God. Remember those, O God, who are sending their request, O God, their prayer request. Lord, we thank you, O God, that you have answered their prayer, O God. We thank you, God, that you have given them the faith, dear God, to trust you even more and more, even in a time of trials, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, for financial breakthrough, dear God. Lord, we decree and declare financial breakthrough, Lord. We decree and declare, O God, right connections, dear Father. We decree and declare family communication. Father God, we decree and declare, O God, that Father, you, Lord, O God, will send divine protection around your people. Father God, remember, O God, Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah and the whole group, O God, that is in Guyana, in Ghana at this time, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for safe traveling. We thank you, God, that Father God, that they have placed their feet, O God, upon the soil, O God, of Ghana. And God, they were greeted in such a way, God, that Father, Father, express, O God. And Lord, we just thank you for that fellowship. We thank you for that love and togetherness. And God, I pray, God, as they are there, Lord God, to do their mission work and to spread the prophetic, dear God, that, O God, your will be done. Lord, I thank you. Father God, I pray, Lord God, for those who have been affected by the storm and the hurricane and also by earthquake. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll comfort your people. Reassure them, Lord God. Send help, Lord God. And Father, we just praise your holy name because, God, we know, God, that you care and you understand. And God, we thank you, God, for what you're about to do in the lives of your people. Lord, bless us and keep us as we say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I bless your name and I thank you for this hour. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you with my brothers and sisters. You are the rock of our salvation. I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cry unto thee and thou hast healed me. So we decree and we declare healing for those on the line and even standing for themselves or loved ones in this hour. We decree and declare favor in housing and covering and protection in their homes, Father God. Favor in contracts, Father God, and business dealings, Father God. Favor in boldness walking before meetings in boldness, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for favor in family relationships. Families being restored, Father God. Hearts that were broken are mended and fixed in this day, Father God. Thank you for the breaking the spirit of addiction, Father God, even in this hour, Father God. Thank you because, Father, we also decree and declare blessings and favor to those putting their lives out there to save other people, Father God, even animals in the midst of the storm. Thank you, Father, for sending your angels ahead of the prophets, Father God, for safe travel and all things being well and divine order and people receiving and being blessed and healed, Father God, and elevated in educational things, Father God. Thank you for our mentors that have shown and teach us a way, Father God, how to communicate, Father God, and even how to pray, Father God. Thank you again, Father God, for you are the rock of our salvation, God. Thank you for favor in technology that we're all able to connect, Father God, and our lines are strong, Father God. Thank you for our families, Father God. Thank you for blessing them, for saving them in this hour, Father God. And thank you, God. Thank you for our ancestors that prayed and decreed and declared that we should even be standing here, praying here, loving here, saved here, and moving strong in the midst of a storm, Father God. We are whole. We are complete. We are prosperous. We are yours, Father God, and you own us, Father God. We're not our own, but we are yours, and we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We love you, and we thank you, Father God. Amen.
Amen. Father God, as we come boldly before your throne, I thank you for hearing the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Thank you, Lord, for making us more than conquerors and for giving us a life that we may have it abundantly. For whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. For we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free, so that we may continue to fight the good fight of faith. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And, Lord, I want to thank you again for what you are doing in Prophetess Cynthia Dawson's life, Lord, as we lift her up to you. And, Lord, I thank you so much for the safe entry into the country of Ghana. On behalf of our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ibanar Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and the company of prophets that are there now, Lord, I thank you for the increase. I thank you for the understanding that takes place and just the miracles that are flowing forth before us. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line, even joining. We thank you for our leaders, even traveling abroad, even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for a new day. We thank you for bestowing on us a new day, even now, Father God. Thank you for our elders and our children, even now, Father God. Thank you for ordering our steps, even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace to flow in our hearts and our minds and our spirits, even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace, 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 Father God, to reign in us even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace to reign in relationships even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for ordering our steps. Thank you for blessing us as we come and as we go. Thank you for your protection even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our children even as they come and go to school even now, Father God. Touch their minds even now, Father God. Father God, touch our lips so that we may speak words of love from you, Father God. Father God, open our eyes and our ears even now. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your power being present to heal on this line even now. We lift up every prayer request. We lift up every utterance. We lift up Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We call her forth healthy, whole, and complete. We bless every home, every family that's represented. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every job, every place of employment. And we take dominion over every workplace even now. And we curse every attack on these jobs, every attack on our finances, every attack on our employment, every attack on our advancement. We reroute every enemy, we cancel every assignment, and we expose and uncover every work of darkness. We dispatch Michael, the angel, the warring angel, to war on our behalf. Because you said when the enemy comes in one way, he must flee seven ways. And we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. Father, you told us to pray without ceasing. Even when Peter was kept in prison, he prayed without ceasing. Father God, breathe upon us a spirit of prayer, an urgency for prayer, a burden for prayer, God, that no matter what we are going through, that we will stand in the gap and call upon you because you are our source. We bless you, Lord God, because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow, under the Yosha of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you're our refuge, you're our fortress, you're our God. In you we trust, and we lift up our parents, we lift up our elders, amen, and we decree and declare healing, amen, from dementia, healing from Alzheimer's. Father God, it is not a natural disease. It is a chemical imbalance. It is toxin buildup. And we decree and declare healing of the brain, healing of the mind. Amen. We decree and declare longevity for our elders, Lord God. With long life shall you satisfy them and show them your salvation. We decree and declare healing and victory, Father God, and we bless our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Joyner, and the company of prophets who are standing with them in Ghana. We cover them, we undergird them, we strengthen them, and we speak divine protection and divine provision. Father God, while they are there, standing in the gap, warring on behalf of the people of God, we decree and declare that they shall bring back the spoils of war. And we bless you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the glory of God that shall be revealed even now. Father God, we decree and declare, Lord God, that you are staying the hand of death and destruction and calamity for those who are in harm's way of the hurricanes. Lord God, we don't know if this is a natural thing or this thing called HARP, God, that is creating storms, a weapon of war, but we say no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. We thank you for protection. We thank you for correction. We thank you for bringing us into right divine alignment. And we bless you, Lord God, for deliverance to the captive. We eshaba, deliverance, Lord God, for those who are in harm's way. Deliverance, Lord God, who are under attack and under siege. Deliverance, Lord God, because you love us. And you said your thoughts of us are thoughts of good and not evil, to give us hope and an expected end. And we decree and we believe it, and we decree it, and we celebrate it, and we praise you for it now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank God for each of you, and amen. We have over 100 people on the line, and we bless each of you, and we thank you for standing with us as we stand with Archbishop and Pastor, and we just encourage you to continue to be faithful. Amen. Because yes, when what you stand for, God will stand for you. Amen. When you stand for the man of God, God will stand for you. Amen. When you decree breakthrough and blessing for the man and the woman of God, God will release blessing for you. And we thank you. Please continue to come and encourage others to come, because we want to expand and really do the thing that has been laid upon Pastor's heart concerning this prayer ministry. Amen. Prophetess Bethany, the announcement.
Amen. Yes, and I spoke. I'll just share briefly. I don't know if I'm supposed to yet or not. However, I'm just so excited. I spoke to Archbishop this evening a couple of hours ago, about 2 hours ago, and he said the service this evening was phenomenal. And wow. He said, tell the people of God to check their email. If you check the email, they took a picture this morning when they were all sitting down at breakfast, and he wrote to his partner. So make sure that you are checking your email. And he said that he was going to have some footage coming soon in the email. Make sure you are staying in the loop. Your email is updated. Make sure you are getting the Master Prophet's writing. He said that things were exciting and he had to go to bed. They are 4 hours ahead of us. They were going to meet with the king, and he said that it was just unbelievable because they're meeting with the king 2 days back-to-back, a private thing, and I asked him, could he get some footage? And so he said yes, and, you know, I sent my camera down there. I wanted to make sure that this is documented, so it's very exciting. He shared about the plane ride there, and, you know, my niece, Prophet Joshua and Prophetess Jessica went, and Baby Jay, and they said that all of first class knew Baby Jay by the time the flight was over, so
all is well.
So there's a lot of excitement happening, and Archbishop began to share that the people were excited and what was happening. So people of God, I just want to encourage you to stay connected with what is happening. It was our first communication this evening. The internet is not the best, so they're working on that so that he can make sure. But he did say he will be on the conference call. So if you are available, just to stick it in your ear so you can hear and be a part of the conference call. The conference call is on this very same line at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, live from Ghana. Master Prophet will be on the line. So I want to encourage you to be here to hear what is happening and what is going on right now. Over in Ghana with the Company of Prophets and our Archbishop and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah, and also be here at 12 noon for the Pop Life Radio Show. Prophetess Terry, do you have an update for that?
Prophetess Bethany, the Pop Life this week is going to reserve a space of time for any spontaneous visits from Ghana on the show as well with Prophet Joshua,
wow.
Prophetess Jessica. So we're leaving that space open throughout the week, from what I understand, for all the Pop Life shows. So tomorrow is supposed to be, as usual, it will be Theocracy Thursday. And so I know there'll be some interesting topics. And maybe surprise guests.
Amen. Good and great. Okay, so you heard it here. Be here at 9 a.m. Eastern and as well as 12 noon. We'll be getting live from the prophets over in Ghana. Amen. Prophetess Darlene, that's all for me.
Amen. And join us, amen, in the morning, 12 a.m., Eastern Standard Time for another Midnight Cry. And I just want to encourage each of you who are on Facebook to post, amen, a message to your friends, inviting them to join you on the Midnight Cry. You just don't know what others are going through. And if you believe in what God is doing on these calls, amen, don't keep it to yourself. Tell somebody. Amen. Thank you, and have a great rest of the day.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.